Hello and welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
We're outside at night, and you might hear some crickets and maybe a car, but that's okay, because it's still nice outside, and it's fun.
And we have lights. Yeah.
But yeah, we are actually doing this outside tonight, so you may hear some crickets. I'm not sure how well they're picking up.
That's okay. You know.
Just imagine you're hanging out with us at night.
Yeah. I have a question.
Yes.
When you were just doing the opening.
Yeah, my song?
No, like when you were doing the opening
spiel. Oh, my spiel, yeah.
The spiel. Who were you pointing at?
Was I pointing at somebody?
It's like, we tell you, and I was like...
I think you in general.
Oh.
The audience that I imagine in front of me.
Oh, okay.
Did I actually point?
I think you actually pointed, because you were like, we tell you, and then you were doing stuff with your hand, your free hand.
I am Italian, I talk with my hands.
That's true, you are.
I can't help it.
That's right. She's Italian.
Expect gesticulating at all times.
It's a very fresh episode, too, because like, literally after I'm done with this, I have to go and upload it.
Oh shit!
So hopefully we don't screw anything up.
Well, let's try to keep it short then, because.
Well, we gotta. Yeah. I guess I don't know.
Hot off the presses, people want that hot content.
They deserve it.
They deserve that hot content.
They do deserve it. They deserve. They deserve our diligence.
Well, I mean, for sticking with this nonsense, I believe anybody does.
I know. Yeah, I feel like we've had a little bit of an uptick in our listenership.
Oh shit!
You know,
those poor people.
but yeah, I was happy to see that. You know, I'm hoping that continues. And if you do listen to the show, and your friends are looking for other podcasts to listen to, tell them about our show.
Sure.
That's one way that everybody listens to new podcasts. It's a very surefire way. And I talk about this stuff a lot, but I will reiterate that, you know, word of mouth from somebody that you appreciate and somebody that you trust. Or if you don't trust them, if you just, you're like, oh, you know what? I like the way that sounds.
Yeah. Cause you know, I found myself looking for new podcasts lately.
Yeah.
You know, cause I've got my old standbys, the ones that I love that I won't miss. But you know, I have days when I don't have any new podcasts and that can be difficult.
I have such a backlog of podcasts though that I haven't yet gotten to.
Oh yeah.
That's the thing. It's like, there's so much stuff that's not on my phone even. Like there's a lot of stuff that like, I'll read about and I'll be like, okay, I need to listen to that. And so I'll download an episode, but I'll never get around to listening to it because literally all I do is listen to podcasts all day.
That's true.
You know, so it's my time is very valuable. And usually, you know, the one podcast that gets the most play is We Hate Movies,
right?
Because that's the one that I think you and I really appreciate the most.
Yeah.
So we listen to that a lot, but. And so like everything else, like I try to fit it in, you know, so it's hard, you know, because I don't have, you know, I'm a working man.
Yeah. I mean,
you're a working woman.
Sure. But I don't have to, you know, I have the luxury of not having to listen to podcasts as my job.
Yeah.
So a lot of the times, you know, on Mondays, I go in phases with My Favorite Murder. Sometimes I listen to them, sometimes I don't. So if I'm listening to them.
Yeah.
I'll listen to, you know, the little mini-sode that comes out on Monday. Tuesday, We Hate Movies comes out. Wednesday, I got nothing.
Yeah.
If I sometimes print run, my publishing podcast will come out, and I'll listen to either on a Tuesday or a Thursday, depending on how their, you know, whatever their schedules are.
Uh-huh.
So I'll listen to print run if I haven't heard it. And then Wednesday, I've got nothing. Thursday, again, if I'm listening to My Favorite Murder, I'll listen to it. If not, I got nothing. That's so, you know, it's kind of disappointing. That's why I went and I downloaded a whole bunch of new book podcasts that I'm checking out.
That's good.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah. No, that's...
Because, you know, I like the books.
Yeah. I usually getting more into comedy shows or just, you know, just stuff that I usually, if I'm looking for something new, I'm picking up something out of curiosity.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, okay, what is, like, you know, usually there's a buzz. Also, we're part of a podcast book club.
Yes, we are.
This is something I don't think we've mentioned yet, but we there's a collective out here.
Which is exactly what you think it is. It's a podcast where you, or it's a club where you listen to a podcast and then discuss it like you would a book.
Yes, and it's once a month. It's held by a collective out here called House of Pod, run by a bunch of folks who are very, just very into podcasts.
Love podcasts.
And they want to produce, you know, they want to have an opportunity for people to produce shows with them because they produce shows, mm-hmm. you know, and they allow studio time, but they also hold like,
you know, seminars, and
classes, and they have, you know, like, you know, speaking and stuff like that. And, your boy here is trying to, you know, figure his way in there too. You know, I've talked to him a few times, so, you know, maybe I'll get a chance to do that in the future, hopefully, cause I was just telling somebody today because I had a call today and, you know, podcast related. And I was like, yeah, I've seen some stuff, you know.
Were you referring to yourself as a podcast man?
I you know, I like, well, cause just because, you know, I come up, when I speak about it, like sometimes, you know, it's like saying, because I've been around. So it's like I have a chance to, like, you know, I've seen some shit, you know.
Sean, seen some
I've
shit.
Heard, or I've heard some shit. You know, that should good, be like, bad, whatever.
Anytime anybody takes a picture of you, the caption should just be Sean, seen some shit.
Yeah. Seen and or heard shit. So, but yeah, this House of Pod place is really cool. Houseofpod.org, if you want to check it out for yourself. You know, you can see what they do. And if you do listen to this show in the Denver area, you know, you can check them out. You hear us talking about it, check them out and come on by. You know, I definitely see what they got going on and see about doing some business because they're good folks.
Yeah.
So I want to put them over. Did you have anything else you want to talk about before we get into our book? Because I had something I wanted to bring up. I had a really good quick thing happen. A quick thing that happened to me today that was really good.
I have nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Okay. So before we ate dinner today, and we hung up our lights.
Yes.
I was playing Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers on the NES.
Yeah, you were sucking at that game. All I heard was swearing.
I was swearing. Because here's the thing about that game. I had that game as a kid. Have you ever played that game?
Maybe once. Very, very long time ago.
It's.
I feel like somebody's dad rented it from, like, King Supers. Remember when you used to be able to rent video games and they, like, brought it home? I don't think it was my dad.
Yes, but I like it's somebody's dad. Like, well, not your dad.
But no, it wasn't my dad. I don't remember. It was one of my friend's dad.
What Nintendo game would your dad rent?
My dad never rented a game for us. But I had friends.
If your dad was tasked to picking a game, Nintendo game, though, what would he pick?
Because
knowing your dad's taste in movies.
Yeah, if there's like a Doctor Who game or a Krull game.
No, there was a Krull game, but it's for Atari.
Is there a Das Boot the game? My dad would get that one.
Oh, he would definitely get either Silent Service or Hunt for Red October.
Yeah, exactly.
Game.
Oh, 100%. Yes. Yeah, he would.
That's a game that I always read about Silent Service. Like, that's a game that everybody had, but nobody talked about. That'd be like the game, your dad's favorite game.
Yeah, he absolutely would.
There was plenty, actually, a lot of games, like a lot of strategy war games and stuff that, you know, I feel like he would be into.
Yeah.
You know, but I used to remember those actually renting games.
Oh, yeah.
From Super Duper. It became Jubilee, but it used to be Super Duper. And they used to, because they used to have the video section, like the way that actually was set up, it was pretty bold. Well, they moved it around a bunch. Because
mm-hmm.
at one point, they had like its own separate section. And then at one point, so I think it started out as its own separate section. And then they just started like on the wall, like you'd walk, you know, you go to your, you know, your registers,
mm-hmm.
and you go through the register, and like right in front of you would be all the game, all the videos.
Oh,
they would just have them like splayed out, you know, as a thing, and you just pick the video, and you pick the box, and you go up to the counter, and you're like, please,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I used to rent many games. I actually can't remember renting many games in there because I know my dad would always be like, ah, you know. Because it was always a problem for them. I mean, let me preface this. Knowing my parents, you know, kind of being older and realizing the struggle
Yes.
That my parents had, you know, supplying, you know, providing food for four kids.
Right.
In a, you know, a household of six.
Yeah.
Seven or eight, if you count my grandparents, were both, yeah, was at one point.
Mm-hmm.
The luxury of being able to rent a game anytime you wanted was not always a thing.
Right.
So I get it. You know, but back in the day, it was like, I want this. Right. I should be able to have, you know, because I always, and it was always hard too, because I was like, I would read Nintendo Power and I'd be like, games.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian and Mark were, they weren't quite old enough to be like, games. They were more like, a game. Give me that, you know?
Right.
But they weren't like, I was like, games. Look at that Contra and fucking this Codename Viper and fucking this game, you know, Star Soldier and all these other, you know, games that would be like, you know, for like somebody my age, you know, a little bit older, but my bros weren't quite there, and Carrie didn't, you know, Carrie had to be included in the equation.
Mm-hmm.
My sister, who was older, mm-hmm. 2 years older, but and didn't give a fuck about games, but she only wanted to play Mario, you know.
That's you know, that's valid.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's like I was such a fucking snot, because I'd be like, I control the Nintendo.
I could see that.
I'm the fucking kid from the fucking wizard
with the power glove.
I'm the power. I wanted to be that kid.
No, man, but the power glove was terrible.
Oh man, well yeah, but I mean, and here's the thing. I'm glad my parents didn't buy me the power glove, because I would be so pissed at it. It's a piece of, I mean, just, you know.
I'm sure I knew somebody who had the power glove.
Somebody had the power glove, but it is not, there's a lot of things about, here's the thing. Yeah,
I don't think I ever used it, though. I never used the power glove.
I will say this. No, I never used it either, and I don't intend to. No. But I will say this.
Oh, my God, we'll buy a fucking power glove and be like, it doesn't fit. My hand's too big.
I know. It's meant for child hands. I'm like, brr.
Yeah, I think
my,
even as
my minute bowl-sized hands.
I was going to say, even as a child, it probably wouldn't have fit me, because I was just, like, full-grown by age 11. And I was like, yeah, that's not going to work.
Excuse me. Do you have Andre the Giant size?
Yeah. Sorry, do you have anything fit for an 11-year-old who actually looks like a 47-year-old woman who's had about 7 kids, seen a lot of shit? Do you have that? Because if so,
do you have a power glove that's seen me a lot of shit? Yes, we have the Sean Merrick version. It's a Sean Merrick model. It's got his picture on it. He's a 10-year-old boy. He's a 10-year-old boy for some reason. I don't know why we're selling it. I don't know why we licensed this. I don't know why his parents agreed to this. They got a nice check.
Yeah, well, that's probably why.
If only my parents licensed my image to be on the Power Glove.
You never smiled, though. They would never put you on the Power Glove.
That's why, because I meant business. And I have seen
pictures of you when you were younger, and you have the same worried expression on your face that you have today. And I'm like, I think you were just born that way.
Oh, all Merricks were.
No, I mean, like, Carrie tries to smile in pictures.
I just say try. We say it's not possible.
Carrie tries to smile. Brian doesn't give a fuck, so he's not going to bother. And Mark, I don't think, is paying attention. But you just look constantly worried.
Are you surprised?
No. I think you really just should have gone Brian's route.
I was
like, I don't give a fuck.
You know, my
it was good for him.
My disposition is perfect for this, for these times. So let's just call it a wash.
Aren't you so excited that finally your anxiety fits this cultural moment we live in?
Yes, I was anxious before it was cool.
Congratulations.
Where's that? Shit, we should make some shirts.
Well, who's that one comedian? We saw her on Netflix, and she had a similar joke where she's like, this is our moment or something. Remember, she was like, hey, anxious people, this is our moment.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to remember how that went. But
what her joke was, but yeah.
But getting back to the video store, good times.
Well, you were talking about Rescue Rangers.
Okay, yeah. I could talk about the video stores forever, but maybe I will one day.
Maybe that's your podcast, should just be thinking about video.
Well, usually my podcast, usually.
Maybe people should send you pictures of old video stores and you should just describe them for an hour.
I should record. Here's what I should do when we're strapped for episodes. I should just record a bunch of episodes of me remembering things.
That's all this podcast is.
But like an extended version of that. You know, okay. Like there's no comic, just Sean being like, you know, I remember this episode. I still think
you should make Sean remember CSI and it's just you describing episodes of CSI.
Here's the thing. People could tweet at me things they want me to remember and I'll be like, oh, yeah. Because here's the thing. You know, no, real quick. Because like my coworker, before I get to my other point, but my coworker Steve was like, you know, Sean, I like when you come in here because there's like, always a topic that you can have a story about, you know, because yep. I'll bring it up and I'll, because you'll just be like, I'll just be like, oh yeah, that reminds me of the time I blah, 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 or this, whatever. So, but yeah, anyways, I was playing Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. It's a Capcom game and it's a fun game. Basically, you're Chip and Dale and you throw boxes at like assorted sentient objects, you know, sometimes they're anthropomorphic animals, you know, human size, you know, whatever. And, or sometimes they're like, you know, mechanical things or whatever. And you, but you throw these boxes or just, you know, different items to attack, you know, these, enemies. And I whipped through like the majority of the game yesterday. And then I picked up where I left off on like the last three levels. And I got to like the last level, and it just all of a sudden just started kicking my ass.
Oh no!
Like that's what I was swearing. I was like, "Fuck, fuck, fuck!"
You really were.
And because I wanted to be, because it's an easy, because it was a lot easier than I remember. But then I got to the last level, and I was like, "Fucking A, man! What the hell is this shit?"
It was one of those things where I was like, I heard you swearing, and I was like, "Do I let him? Like, do I say anything, or do I just let the swearing continue?" So at first, I was like,
"Fair
okay.
enough."
All right, so he's like, ass, or whatever. And I was just like, I'm going to ignore the ass. And then I was like, fuck. And then I was like, what's going... Now I have to ask what's going on because there's been multiple swears. If it was just one, you're fine. But if it's more, I have to check.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
And I didn't go as far as my brother Mark would, who would get down on his knees and scream, fuck you, Luigi.
Well, fair enough. Fuck Luigi.
Or you would just scream, and then he would leave a bowl of dirty ice cream in the middle of the fucking, because my bedroom was also where he played Nintendo, you know, N64 at the time, and he would just leave his dirty fucking dishes there, and I'd be like, you asshole, pick up your dishes, and he'd be like, fuck you, Luigi, you know? That was a running joke, too, in my radio station. My friend was like, could you record that and use that in a promo? Because that's
should.
Great.
That'd be great.
And I don't care. Mark will listen to this show, so he can, even if he does,
even know we have a show.
Even if he knows what he did. but I, I get it sometimes, you know, when you get, you know, because I don't usually swear that, get that angry, you know, when I play games.
My sister and I got really mad at something, and I don't remember what it was. I feel like it was like, I want to say like Crash Bandicoot or something ridiculous like that.
I can see that.
To the point where
platformers
like,
will definitely get you angry.
We got, you know, because she really liked it, and we were trying to do something. We were trying to get past some level. It was her, me, and our friend John. We were downstairs. We were trying to do this thing, and it was all three of us. We'd all take a turn, and every single time we died at the same place on this one level. We'd make it like a little bit farther, and then we die, and then we make it a little. So eventually, we were just like, "Fuck it, we're going to IHOP at like 2 o'clock in the morning because we can't stand it anymore."
Yeah.
So yeah. But we were very pissed off.
I can understand. Yeah, but I was playing this game, though. I was getting my ass kicked. And I managed to snag a few extra lives before I got to the final boss. And I already got to the final boss before. And, you know, the final boss is the main heel of the cartoon. His name was Fat Cat.
Okay, yeah.
And the way you beat him is he attacks you with it's just Fat Cat sitting at a desk. And he has a cigar, and he just ashes a cigar that sprays in and it hits you. But you're supposed to, there's like a red ball that sits right, you know, usually for the most bosses, there's a red ball that just sits right there, and you have to throw the ball up at him and, you know, strike him like 5 times in this case. And he kept on getting me and shit. And I got down to my last life, my last continue. I had no more continues left. No more lives left. And I was down to my last hit because you get like 3 hearts.
Yeah.
And I hit him just as he hit me. And then I beat him.
Yay.
And I beat the game.
Yay.
So I died. So Dale died a fiery death from ash to the face.
but he still won.
It was a pyrrhic victory.
I'm so proud.
But I was so excited because I was like, holy shit, I can't believe I did that. That was like, that never happens, you know, in video games sometimes. You know, it was a very serendipitous moment.
Yes.
And I was very excited. So everyone I wanted to share that on the podcast.
It's a great moment, babe. So, thanks so much.
Yes.
Let's talk about our dumb book.
Yes. Let's take a break. We'll come back with our book for this week.
Welcome to the world of tomorrow. The Legion of Superheroes through the Silver Age, the Bronze Age, the Baxter series, 5 years later, the reboot, the three boot, the retro boot, the animated series. We have banded together as the Legion of Super Bloggers to cover it all. Seek us out at legionofsuperbloggers.blogspot.com.
Always have to say it that way.
Haven't you ever heard of a little thing called showmanship?
All right, we're back with our book for this week. It is Fallen Angels number 5 from August 1987. And this is a Marvel book.
Mm-hmm. Miniseries.
A miniseries, 5 of 8. And basically...
Sorry, limited series.
Limited series, yeah.
Limited series.
Yeah, limited series, 5 of 8. Okay, when I first read this, I was very confused. When I first read this, like, months ago.
I am very confused.
I've always, like...
This is kind of my state of being.
Well, here's the thing. It's an X-Men-related book.
Well, I got that.
So, you're already behind the eight ball with that. Yeah. You're already irritated. And, I've always seen this title, like, be thrown around in the bins.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always wondered about it. Maybe I bought this out of, like, curiosity.
Well, the cover is ridiculous.
Right.
I can see why you would buy it.
Well, the cover definitely gives you a sense of more action.
Oh, yeah. No, this is totally false advertising. Nothing happens in this book. Well, I mean, a little bit of something happens.
Well, something does happen.
Yeah, but not as exciting
as the cover. The cover does follow through with what it promises.
Does it?
Yeah. See right here.
Where? What am I looking at?
Well, it's okay. So let's describe the cover. So you got, I guess I'm assuming the angels are doing a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's a bunch of chaos going on here on this cover. You got Sunspot, of New Mutants. So but he's taking a break from New Mutants, and he's
looks like he's punching something.
Well, his powers are.
He's Sunspotting.
Yeah, he's something like his powers are half of his body, which, you know, he's got like these. I forgot what his powers are. I mean, it's something to do.
He just has the ability to like burn really hot.
Yeah, but he's got some sort. There's some sort of radiation thing.
He says something. He's like, I'm Brazilian. There's something in here. He's like, I'm 14 years old. I'm Brazilian. And I have the power to do this. It's in here.
Yeah, so he's kind of like, you know, he's got basically, you know, when he's in his powered up form, he's a, you know, basically like a dark silhouette, you know, but you can see his face, you know, eyes and mouth, and he's like half of that right now, and he's got like spots around him and stuff like that, like black spots. He's also got, I will say, he has one of the more snazzy Toy Biz action figures that I've had. And
I mean, he's got some great shoes on this cover.
Yeah,
those are some nice kicks.
Nice kicks. And then next to him is Boom Boom, who is basically a young version of Madonna from Desperately Seeking Susan.
Yep.
And I think she's throwing one of her bombs.
Yeah, I think so.
Because she's, you know, because she has the power to create like these mini time bombs, like plasmoid time bombs, and, you know, they explode and stuff like that. So, and then you have Warlock in the background. Now, not Adam Warlock, but Warlock, the techno-organic mutant alien from another planet, who basically looks
like the Microsoft paperclip.
Yeah, he's a Microsoft paperclip, and he just morphs into whatever it is. But he always looks, you know, black and gold, and it's just, he's got this punked out hair, and it's just
big eyes,
big
he's
weird
the
eyes.
Microsoft paperclip.
Yeah, and he's all extended all over.
He's Clippy.
He's Clippy. And then you have Siren, who is Banshee's daughter.
Okay.
She seems to be falling.
I was gonna say, she looks like she's falling.
And I think actually I can explain why.
I don't know if we need to.
Yeah, well, I can explain. Well, because one of the characters has... I'll explain.
Okay.
And then you have... So this is Gomi.
And he has two blue lobsters.
Blue lobsters, Don and Bill.
The lobsters.
They're lobsters. He's being forced away somehow.
Yeah, it looks like he's being, like, thrown through the air. And then there's, like, a bunch of, like, chuds in the background, just, like, standing
there. They're not chuds. That's Multiple Man.
Chuds.
that's Jamie Madrox, the Multiple Man. He's got a bunch of multiples. And then you even got a little chuds. Bunch of multiples up at the corner here. So,
I like it if it's chuds. Let's just make it chuds.
Chuds.
So that's, like, what's going on in the cover. And you're like, what's happening? And it says, like, oh, man, a fallen angel's going to die.
Yes, fallen angel dies. In this issue, an angel dies. Yeah. And basically, the fallen angels, so the premise is that these are a group of misfit mutants.
It's a ragtag group of misfit mutants. They do petty crime.
They do petty crimes, but, you know, they get into these misadventures, you know, and then eventually, you know, there's some gimmick going on with one of these girls, and it's, you know, it's really... I don't know why. It's one of those things where it's like, why? But I think it's also, it's the late 80s. We're like, hey, how do we get teenagers to read this book?
That's right.
So that's what we do. So the story's called Lost and Found. First page, there is a...
Explosion
from Boom Boom. Apparently Boom Boom let off a bomb to impress...
She's trying to impress a boy.
She's trying to impress Madrox.
And she's like, hey, Madrox, look at my huge explosion. And everybody's like, Boom Boom, what the hell? And there's also some kid hanging out with them who doesn't have any powers.
That's Chance.
Chance, okay.
Well, so here's the Chance, actually, so spoiler alert, Chance does have powers. He has some sort of nullification or power-enhancing mutant powers, but he doesn't realize that yet.
Oh, okay.
You know, so he's walking...
He enhances other people's powers.
Yeah, that's why, probably why...
Where a bomb was so explosive,
and why... and the cover siren is falling, and why Sunspot is like, oh.
That's kind of shitty, though. Like, your power is just to make other people's powers better.
Or worse.
Okay.
It could do worse, I mean, but he doesn't realize,
still,
you know.
Like, that's your power? Boo.
So, yeah. So basically, they're like, look, what the hell?
He almost killed all of us.
And so they,
There's a lot of talking.
So basically, the fallen angels... hang out with the Vanisher. The Vanisher is a X-Men villain from, like, the very first issues.
Okay.
But now he's just kind of... I really don't know what he's doing. I think he's just kind of, like, got, like, a... It's just an excuse, like, to put a bunch of characters, with the exception of Sunspot and Warlock, into a book and kind of fuck around with that.
Pretty much.
But then, for some reason, also Moon Boy is there.
Yeah, I don't get Moon Boy, because he's, like, kind of like a... like a beast, but not.
He's basically a hairy monkey boy.
But he, like, talks weird. He's trying to talk to somebody here, and he's like, man, I don't speak your language. He does speak English, but he just talks weird.
Right. When you see what he's speaking, but we only hear... but everybody just hears a bunch of, like, gibberish.
Oh, okay.
That's why everybody's like, he's just going...
I thought that guy was just like, man, I don't know what you're saying, because he was just like... because he does talk strange. Like, it's written weird. Like, if you look at the way... what he actually says.
Right. No, he speaks, you know, like a very different kind of... a certain kind of dialect, yeah. But, you know, when he's speaking, like, when people are actually listening to him, he's going, ooh-ah, ooh-ah, ooh-ah. Because at some point, people are like, oh, I just heard ook, ook, ok, you know, whatever.
I get it. Usually, it'll say something like translated from Moon Boy language.
Yeah, no, they didn't give us that at all.
They didn't give us that.
What the fuck? So, yeah, but she's like, look, I was just trying to impress Madrox, but I didn't realize that this power would be so explosive in my Boom Boom.
Yeah.
My Boom Boom. What am I even doing?
Exactly. What are we even doing here, people?
Because they're trying to impress Madrox, and, like, Siren and Boom Boom are kind of both...
What does Madrox do?
Madrox is Multiple Man.
Oh, he's a chud.
Yes, he's a chud. I will call him Multiple Man. You can call him Chud.
Okay. Just speak my language. That's all I'm asking for.
And so, yeah, and so this is when we get, like, Sunspot reflecting on, like, well, you know, basically, you know, I'm a living power battery. Yeah. He's a 14-year-old.
Yes.
Kid.
Yes. They're all kids.
And.
Yep.
Yeah, and so basically, like, he had an incident where he.
He killed, he almost killed his friend?
He almost killed Cannonball.
Yeah.
And so he was like, oh, shit, you know, I should probably step away.
And aren't people,
from
like, on, like, looking for him because probably. He almost killed this guy? He says something to that effect.
I am pursued by several of my own friends. Yeah. I fled from my old life. Yeah, I mean, they're looking for him because they want to, you know, Pringle, you know, because he left because he's ashamed, you know. So, you know, but they're worried about X Factor finding them. Now, X Factor at the time is the original X-Men, Cyclops, Marvel Girl,
right.
Beast, whatever. And at this time, they're posing as the X. X Factor is like a mutant hunters, like they pose as mutant hunters, but really, it's like a ruse. It's a weird ruse.
Okay,
it's something that like I want to explain, but I don't want to.
Sure.
So I'm just not going.
So let's not go. Let's not do it. The answer is no. The answer is nobody cares. You can read a wiki to find out the answer.
I also want to point out here, Vanisher has a sweet jacket. A very paisley jacket.
Yeah. He looks like, what's his face from Transmetropolitan?
Oh, Spider Jerusalem?
Yep.
Yeah, 100%.
He really does.
Yeah, he's basically...
He's got the glasses and cool jacket. Though paisley instead of like, you know...
Yeah, so basically, you know, so I guess whatever this place is, they're at the Beach Street Club.
Yeah. It's where they hang out.
Vanisher's like, look, you guys are all here, and we're like these thieves and shit. But
please don't blow shit up.
Please don't blow shit up. You got to clean it up, so let's get some food, and let's just do some stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, clean this place up. And so Madrox is like, hey, I'll make a bunch of me. And
we'll clean it.
You know, we'll clean it, but he's having trouble doing so because apparently the way that it happens is like if you slap him, you know, or if you hit him, like you hit him a certain way,
he
like
makes more of him.
Yeah, because the way that say his, you know,
so he's into bondage, or
if he is into bondage, there's a lot of him.
He's like, this is the best. Like, you have to hit him the right way. He's like, make it hurt.
Well, because he's really into having a lot of him in a room, you know, and the dominatrix just keeps saying, she's like,
I want so many of me.
Like, I want us all watching, you know. And just...
I want us all watching.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. So when he produces a duplicate, it's an exact duplicate of him.
Right.
But it also kind of could, like, do its own thing, which is kind of what happens later in this book.
Does it have its own consciousness? Or...
Sort of, yeah. But somehow he controls. No. I can't remember if he controls it. But somehow he controls it. But I guess sometimes they don't always stay controlled. But because if like one's like out, just fucking around, and it gets like murdered. The original Madrox will feel it, like the trauma. But also like he'll experience. So like if a clone goes out and like
heroin.
Does a bunch of heroin, then like completes a BMX trial, and then absorbs back into the original Madrox. He's like, "Oh man, that was a freaking wild time. I did horse and I rode a bike.
I did horse.
He did horse. There's so many of me. We did horse.
Is that even how you refer to it anymore? Like, is that a thing?
I don't know. I'm not wrong.
No, I just don't know if people are walking around today being like, "I did horse."
Look, if you listen to this show and you used to refer to heroin as horse, tweet us.
Yeah, let us know.
Or email us at worstcollectorever@gmail.com. We'd like to know how you refer to heroin these days. I don't know if you're taking it.
Well, what's the proper terminology?
Yeah, don't tell me about your habits, but just tell me if you're Thanksgiving and somebody's like, hey, heroin, you know, and you're like, you know, you want to get fancy. Do you call it China White? Do you call it,
I think people horse. Just call it heroin.
Smack.
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 So, speaking of smack, so they're smacking. Hey, see, that was awesome.
Yeah, that's a great transition.
They're smacking them, and it's not working, but eventually it starts working because Chance shows up, and Chance has got that, you know, that juice. That power.
Me to make more of me.
Yeah. I don't like it. I don't know.
It's
weird.
It's fucked up. I don't like it at all.
It's weird. So then...
Then we're like in a basement or something. I feel like we just like, where did we go? Did we go somewhere? Because we have to show up with that kid.
Well, so Gomi shows... Yeah, so then there's...
Gomi.
So Gomi's a girl, actually. I don't know if you realize that.
I just realized that Gomi is a stupid kid I don't like.
Gomi is apparently a cyborg that was meant to be like Marvel Girl, but failed.
Yeah, I can see that.
And she has I don't know what her power is, but these.
It is go me.
But she has these adorable lobster friends.
Two blue lobsters that she hangs out with. And
because they're looking for these lobsters.
Bill and Don.
Yeah.
I don't really know what the lobsters do.
I don't know if the lobsters do anything, but they have cybernetic abilities.
Blue.
They're cybernetic. No, one's blue, one's green.
Oh, I thought they were both blue.
No, one's blue, one's green. That's how you tell them apart.
I see, because you know that's kind of rare for a lobster. So cool. Somebody wants to eat them.
Mm-hmm.
Douse them in some butter. I'm assuming.
Delicious.
And then what? Happens
they better
here?
Stay away from bosses. They might be just walking around with a split roll. Here, come here, blue lobster.
Did like somebody up in Maine just like waiting? Just waiting for the
Don't go
lobsters.
Up to Maine.
Don't go up
oh,
to
no,
Maine.
Oh no, what the fallen angels go to Maine? They'll never get out.
Nope. I'm gonna eat those lobsters in some shack.
So he's walking around with Ariel. Now Ariel apparently is this mutant from another or like an alien from another planet.
Everybody's a goddamn alien.
She's an alien or a mutant, but she's basically like an alien that was sent to another planet, sent to Earth to like research mutants, and that's kind of like the end game of this group, that she kind of brought these people together to research mutants, and then at the end they go to her home planet, which is like a nightclub planet, and she has this power to like open doorways and shit to like other places.
To the nightclub planet?
Or to just any other place, like because as you see, she opens up a door, which walks through a doorway, and then like she sends... you know, Sunspot into the WYCA.
Oh, that's right.
And, or YWCA. And, yeah, but apparently she's from this nightclub planet and they help her defeat
dance?
Her. Yeah, dance. They all dance. That's how it ends.
They give her techno music.
It's like that scene in Fuck It.
Here's some EDM.
I hope that it's I hope their planet is like the Justice League dance party in Batman.
That's
movie.
Exactly what I was just thinking of. That episode of the Justice League where Green Lantern and Hawkgirl go to that planet.
Oh no, that one. Okay, yeah. I was talking about Batman the Lego Movie. With the Martian Dance Hunter.
Oh, Martian Dance Hunter. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
But I will accept the bar planet.
Yeah.
Where
the Christmas
the
episode.
Quote unquote swamp thing is there.
Swamp thing is there, and they go and Hawk Girl starts a bar fight.
Yeah, that's my favorite episode.
Yeah,
favorite
it's great,
episodes.
But that's basically like a dance club planet.
Ooh, dance club planet.
And it's got weird beer with worms in it.
Yeah.
Gross.
So anyway, she's from there. So basically that's her gimmick, you know, but and so basically
I don't even know what's happening.
Yeah, they find these lobsters, whatever, and then
nobody cares.
Show back up.
And that's where we see Warlock for the first time, is down here with the lobsters who are Clippy.
Yeah, Clippy.
And he's like, hey, I see you're writing a letter. Do you need help? And they're like, no, we're just trying to talk to these lobsters. And he's like, well, I'm just going to hang out at the top of this page, so don't mind me. I'm fucking weird.
For a second, I thought they were writing a letter. I was like, what was it? What was going on here? Did I smoke pot?
You had too much wine?
Yeah, we had like one and a half glasses.
I'm almost two down.
I know you are.
Drinking wine on the podcast.
Yeah, we're outside.
We are outside, and I'm drinking wine.
And she's looking at our cat.
And looking at our cat, the one good one we have.
So, yeah, and so basically, somehow they bring Devil Dinosaur in. I don't know.
That's
how.
Right. This is what I don't understand.
Because Moon Boy's already there, and they're like, well, what's there?
Yeah,
no Moon
Boy's there. Like, everybody shows up, and then Devil Dinosaur is there, and he's like, rawr, and everybody's like, cool, it's a dinosaur. But Moon Boy's like, oh my god, my friend, I haven't seen you in forever.
Yeah, because they're like best friends. Yeah. Yeah, they hang out.
And then the dinosaur, like, goes to sleep.
Yeah, he's a nap. It's a little dino nap.
And then, like, everybody separates. And I don't
know
what happens.
Because Vanisher's like, look, go out and get some food and, like,
just
go.
Get the fuck out of my hair. I don't have hair.
I don't
get the fuck out
get
of
the fuck
hair.
Out of my paisley jacket.
Yeah, just get out of my bald.
Get out of my bald.
Get the fuck out of my bald.
I like,
what, get out of my bald?
I like
bald?
That expression.
Get off my scalp.
Yeah. So he's like, so they all go, and at this point, Multiple Man absorbs himself. He's like, oh man, I got lightheaded. I wonder what's wrong with me.
I need some food.
Yeah, they need to go find food. So they all go and find some food,
banana.
But Devil Dinosaur needs to stay there because he's a dinosaur.
Well, yeah, he's gigantic. So Moon Boy's like, I'll hang out with my friend.
Yeah.
Multiple Man is talking to Siren, whatever. Is that Siren?
Basically, Baldwin and Siren are, you know.
Is this where he gets hit by the car?
No, but no. he's not feeling well, and
he needs food.
What is this? I don't know. There's a lot of talking
here. There's
just
so much going on.
And it doesn't feel like there's anything, like, really happening.
Nothing's really happening. That's the thing. It's just like, hey, here's this, and here's this, and now they're all going to go do this thing. So.
Well, I guess they're there to help find Bobby and Warlock.
So I don't care.
Or some, yeah, and they haven't. And they haven't managed to do that at all. So, whatever. So they're having a little stroll. And then Ariel and Chance are out together. And, you know, Chance is trying to learn more about... Basically, they're trying to learn more about each other.
Let's be friends.
Yeah, and then Chance sees, like, a food vendor. And apparently that food vendor is... crooked, but he's got a bunch of fruit. So Ariel goes over and she's like, I got punk rock hair. And I'm like,
and these sweet glasses.
And she's like, yeah. And she's like, hey, can we have some fruit? And so he gives, you know, Clint Howard gives him some.
Yeah.
Second episode for Clint Howard.
Yeah. And then basically they like get transported to a pool.
They see Sunspot and Warlock, but Warlock is like a dog.
Oh, that's right. But he's like a weird pointy dog.
Oh, yeah. He's like a weird...
But remember, you could change Clippy into different things. So right. It makes sense. And then they all like... I don't know why they transport themselves somewhere.
Well, no. What happens is somebody like... Ariel snatches a woman's purse.
Why?
And then they... Because for some reason... I don't quite understand.
Oh, because they're petty crime.
They're petty thieves. And yeah. Like, you know, Warlock... You know, I don't think... Bobby is trying to do any of that, but he's just he wants to be away from his team.
Sure.
And so, and I think for some reason, because he's not as much of a criminal, because this Chance is like, I got heat with Bobby.
Sure.
So let's go fuck with him. And so basically, yeah, they convince him to follow him. And Ariel, they go into a building, and Ariel opens it up, and they're in a WYCA,
yeah.
A YWCA. You know,
Bunch of ladies swimming,
and they're like, ha ha, screw you, Bobby. We're going to run out of the door, and now you're stuck.
Sure.
And they go back to...
What a great joke.
And they, you know, they go back to hang out with Spider Jerusalem. And Spider Jerusalem's like...
Whatever.
He's like, hey, thanks for grabbing me a bunch of kale.
And then, like...
Then Moon Boy, yeah.
Moon Boy and Demon Dinosaur are like, hey, let's go outside and have a walk.
Yeah, because they're like, well, we should go help our friends. We should go, because nobody will notice this dinosaur.
Yeah.
How do they not notice the dinosaur leaving?
I don't know. So they, like, go outside, and then there's, like, the women at the YMCA are yelling at people, and, like, Warlock's there, and so Sunspot, like, leaves, and then everybody's outside, and... Gomi and the Lobsters are there, and Boom Boom's there, Multiple Man is there, or she thinks it's Multiple Man. I'm assuming it's just one of his multiples.
Well, it's one of his, that's why, because we find out that it's not his multiple.
So he just
or
like,
it is his multiple, but it's...
And she's like, hey, guy I have a huge crush on, look at me, and he just completely ignores her. She's like, whatever. And as all this is happening, then he gets hit by a bike.
Yeah. He just gets by a bike.
Because he's just like, he steps out onto the street and he gets hit by a bike. And
like a bicycle, not like a motorcycle.
Yeah, like a bicycle. And it's really funny because Gomi has Sean's favorite speech bubble of all time.
So Gomi, yeah, he gets hit by a bike. You know,
he's on the ground.
He gets kind of wrecked. And
his leg's broken in like 9 places.
And
or at least someone's leg. I don't know if that's his or not.
And so Gomi's holding one of the
Lobsters.
And I think the lobsters communicate with holograms, I guess, apparently.
Sure.
But they choose to communicate with a tombstone that says R.I.P. on it. It just says, like, R.I.P.
Which I mean,
you know, he's not dead, but I think that was kind of a...
That's pretty funny.
I like it.
And so, like, Boom Boom's like, oh my god, my poor baby. And then, like, I don't know, they're like, oh, the guy's like, hey, man, what's going on? And he's like, I was on a bicycle. What the fuck? That guy just stepped out in front of me. And then the lobsters, like, attack him. and then he runs away on his bike. And then they're all just
how do
like,
you store? How do you pitch this? You're like, well, so this is great. So, like...
She's got lobsters?
So, like, okay. So, like, these two girls, you know, so, like, this guy with this kid with these lobsters. And, like,
you know, and then like some guy crosses the street and he hits multiple man, but it's not multiple man. And then like
the guy gets up, he's like, "Hey man, that guy." And the guy's like, "What
the fuck?" And then like the lobsters attack him. He's like, "What are you even talking about?"
Right?
What is even happening?
Cocaine is a hell of a drug. So then they're like, "Man, is he okay?" And like,
no,
I don't know.
Did you see what the lobster said? He said it was
dead.
And he's
just like thinking, he says question mark. And that's when.
Those lobsters are adorable.
They are really cute. And this is then the devil dinosaurs is like, doot, 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 doot. He's like, oh, I'm going to go see our friends. Isn't
somehow
he's
walking the streets, nobody on it.
It's so weird.
It is like a lot like actually this whole issue is a lot like a Lego game.
Yes,
because you basically just got a bunch of like weird characters walking the street.
Yeah,
and nobody
cares.
Like, people just walking by saying there's things that they say like rent control department. I wish I had one.
And like finally, like multiple man's multiple chud guy gets to his feet, and there's this like weird panel like drawn kind of like from a distance where it really looks like they're just gonna fuck in an alley. Him and Boom.
Oh, this is what you're talking about. Oh, yeah, they are about to.
I told you, they're going to fuck in an alley.
Yeah, because she's really into him. Siren's really. Yeah. No, it's Siren, not Boom Boom.
Oh, I thought that was Boom Boom.
No, Siren's the redhead.
Oh, wait, no. This is We Must Be with Actual Multiple Man.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, no, that's right. So Siren.
Gotcha.
That's right.
Okay, so we're with Actual Multiple Man, and him and Siren are going to fuck in an alley.
Well, because he's kind of like holding
his
head.
Yeah,
he's
his clone just got whacked.
Yeah. So we're back at the club, and everybody's like, oh, we should all, you know, Moon Boy and Devil Dinosaur are gone, so let's go find them. So now all these assholes are out in the street.
It can't be that hard to find a dinosaur.
Well, you can't be going, could have got that far.
Right? And just follow the scream.
Just follow the Jurassic Park music.
You know what? I really wish that anytime, like, if dinosaurs were real, like wherever they were, that song was just playing out of
nowhere. Okay, listen.
That's what dinosaurs' farts sound like.
No, listen. This is how it's going to go.
Okay.
Because I'm going to spoil Jurassic World: Fallen Kingdom.
You mean a movie that's been out for like a year at this point?
No, it's been out for it's been like 8 months.
Almost a year at this point.
Was it January? Did we see it back? Was it that late, or was it?
I thought that came out in the summer.
Oh, right, it did. It's been a couple months. It hasn't been a year.
No.
Whatever. So at the end of the movie, all the dinosaurs get free and go out into the world.
Oh, that's right.
Into real life world.
That's right. That one, like, goes to a small town, is going to become, like, a blogger.
Wait, what?
Remember that one that, like, is running across the desert and, like, comes on to, like, a suburb in, like, Arizona somewhere? My theory was it was just going to, like, go become, like, an Instagram
For
influencer
some reason, I thought
somewhere.
There was somebody that was... But there was a blog about dinosaurs all of a sudden.
No, I was just thinking that, I mean, like, now these dinosaurs have to do something. Like, they hang out in Las Vegas. Like,
so that's the thing. Here's my proposal. In order to track the dinosaurs, so you know one's coming.
Yeah.
They have to wear, like, a bracelet that constantly plays the Jurassic Park theme. As they're coming by, so when you hear it getting closer, they're you're like, oh shit, dinosaur.
Right.
And you move aside.
Right. Oh yeah, fair.
Now, whether or not it doesn't follow you, I mean, hopefully it's a brontosaurus. It's not looking to eat you.
Is that like that guy who used to make that siren noise on the bike in Boston?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I'm getting it from.
Yeah, yeah. I hear it.
Actually, I would have preferred if you would have sang the Jurassic Park theme.
Honestly, I would have really, I would have appreciated that a lot more.
If you not know what we're talking about, there is a guy, I don't know if he's still around because it's been a long time since we've been to Boston.
Yeah.
But there's a dude who rides a bicycle. Actually, he rides like a tricycle and he has like a cart.
Yeah, it's a bike, but he pulls a cart behind him and he has like a Patriots flag and a...
He has sports
Red Sox flag, probably. Maybe? I'm trying to remember the other one. And as he... rides, he makes a siren noise.
No, I think he just goes move.
No, he goes no, but he somebody interviewed him.
Yes.
And he said it was supposed to be a siren noise.
But he I always hear
but it sounds like he says move. And he literally rides like down the busiest streets in Back Bay, like Boylston or Newberry. He just goes move. Move.
Yeah, he only
move,
rides down the busiest
move.
Streets.
Yeah, like the sidewalk.
This guy does
the
not give
sidewalk.
Any fucks.
No, this guy.
No, you're right. He does make a siren because I remember.
Because he says it's a siren.
Did
but
you
it sounds
wait,
like
was,
move.
It, was that the documentary? Did you watch that with me?
I must have.
There were some kids
because he used to get his bike like tuned up right there on like,
yeah,
the corner of Commonwealth.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and in Mass Ave that we used to walk by all the time to get to the T. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. So that's why I proposed for dinosaurs.
Yeah, I like it.
But I actually proposed that guy starts singing the Jurassic Park theme.
I would actually appreciate it a lot more than his move noise.
I would be like, oh, Jurassic Park!
Yeah, because I used to get really pissed off.
Yeah, that guy sucked. I mean, I know he's, you know, saying he's
doing his thing.
He's doing his thing, but.
But I used to get real pissed
off. Come on,
off.
Man.
Yeah, I'm like, dude.
Because he did that. He would, I mean.
No, could, it would be like a Friday night at like 9 o'clock.
Like Boylston.
On Boylston.
It's
like packed because there's bars fucking everywhere. Newberry Street. Packed. And just, he's riding this thing that takes up the entire sidewalk at like top speed.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm amazed nobody got run down.
Welcome to Boston.
Pretty much.
Everybody meets up at some point. The lobsters are all around. Well, yeah, the lobsters, and then, like, so Madrox shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Chud shows up, and he sees his double, and he's like, yo, you're my double. And my double, he's like, how come you didn't absorb into me?
I like that he's asking his double.
Yeah, he's like, and the double's like, nah, man.
He's like,
nah. Literally, he's like, nah, man. I didn't think I wanted to do that.
I don't want to absorb. Thank you. I have my own consciousness. It's fucking weird to have to absorb it.
I started a blog. Who's gonna update the blog? You're not gonna update this blog. it's about Boston.
Yeah,
the bicycle guy. So yeah, he unfortunately doesn't. Yeah, so they're arguing about this on the corner, and like, you know,
one of the. Like, lobsters, I guess, kind of, like, crawls off a little bit.
Well, we also want to point out here, like, Boom Boom's like, hey, let's keep two of these dudes around, because we can both date them. And she's like, well, no, they both have feelings for Sire, and they don't really care for you, Boom Boom.
Oh, poor like, Boom Boom. She's a fucking shat.
But she's like a kid. Like, she's,
isn't he? Isn't everybody in this book a kid?
Madrox isn't, I don't know at this point I think he's definitely older. Because Boom Boom's like
a kid. Everyone's a kid in this stupid book. Everyone's a kid.
I think Boom Boom's like 13 or something.
I'm gonna put that on sound.
Social media.
Snapchat. My stupid face with the voice. Snapchat's dumb. Can we talk about Snapchat being dumb? We have to talk about this book.
Well, this book is dumb.
This book is also dumb. But like Snapchat, the only thing I do is put stupid fucking filters on my face. And I'm too goddamn old for it, but I still do it.
It's fun.
That's all.
You just made a song.
I did just make a song.
So everybody's like, everybody convenes except for Moon Boy and Dinosaur. And they're like, where's Moon Boy and Dinosaur? And one of the cute lobsters almost gets away. I think it was Bill.
Is it Bill?
The green one.
Okay. Well, Bill's I can't. Honestly, they look the same to me.
Bill, the green one, Bill, you know, Gomi's like, hey, you almost stepped on Bill. So he picks up Bill, and then you hear crunch.
Oh, because, no, he stepped on Don.
Because Devil Dinosaur stepped on Don. And there you go. That's the one that dies.
That's the angel that dies.
Because since there's like 30 people on this team.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
It's like the fucking Legion.
It really is. There's too many of them, and I don't know what's happening, and I don't like it.
One of them died.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Don.
Yeah, sure.
R.I.P. Don. We never knew you.
Nope.
But you know what's fucked up too is that
I think I'd rather like read a book about a lobster. Is that fair?
Are there many lobster comic books?
There should be more.
I'm trying to think of more lobster-based heroes or villains in the assorted DC universe or Marvel universe.
Are there any? I don't know.
There is Capricorn. Okay. Maybe it's Cancer.
Whichever one side of the Zodiac has... I think it's Cancer. No, is it Cancer's a crab. Cancer's a crab in the Zodiac.
Is there a lobster Zodiac?
No, it's only a crab.
I was excited.
There's a crab one though, so it's a crustacean base.
Okay, so crustacean based heroes, guys. Let's make a list. We got is it Cancer?
It's a cancer. Yeah, I think crab is Cancer.
So there is a Zodiac group in Marvel. And there were a series of cancer androids.
Sure.
That were crab-based. They had crab hands.
I mean, if there's going to be any crab-based things, I mean, like, we have to look to, like, Aquaman's stable of, like, friends and villains.
Yeah, I know.
Or Namor's. You have to look to,
Namor's?
Like, yeah, Namor's stable.
Oh, I said Mamor. I was like, Mamor?
No, Namor's stable of friends or villains. Same thing with Aquaman, because that's where you're going to find the crab-based
people. See, look.
or lobster based.
This is another mission for Rob Kelly. Rob Kelly, if you're listening, does Aquaman have any crab-based or crustacean-based heroes and or villains?
Yeah, friends
that
or
we could that we could source.
We could add to
that
this,
we could write to
Don and Bill.
I can only think of Don, Bill, and cancer. I'm so disappointed. There's not more that I can think of right now.
I really think there's a lot of them.
You know what my mission is this weekend?
To find more of these.
To go to all the comic book stores around Denver. Be like, excuse me. Actually, I could probably go to
Mile High.
Just be like,
just
hey.
Just go to Mile High. Just
and they'll just be like, here, go in this back quarter. Never come out.
One stop shop. You could probably go into the back quarter and never come out. Nobody would notice.
I know.
This place is fucking huge.
I'd be dead.
Maybe. I mean, you'd hang out with a cat.
R.I.P. Tombstone. Sean.
R.I.P. Tombstone.
So, yeah, but that's it for Fallen Angels number...
No, go ahead. Finish what you're saying.
That's it for Fallen Angels number 5 from August 1987. Would you want to read the next issue of this?
You know, no, because I don't know what's going on. I think if I was going to read this, I'd have to read the entire miniseries.
Yeah, I think that's...
limited series.
And I've looked up, sort of the premise of it, and I'm like, this doesn't seem interesting at all to me. So I'm not interested. And there's a lot, weird. Just too... I don't know if... I mean, look... I'm not saying I don't want to read a lot of words, but there's a lot of
it's just a lot of people
conversation
and not a lot of going on.
Yeah,
bothers me.
No, that's fair enough.
Okay, so what I wanted to talk about is before we started taping, and I forgot to bring this up. So Henry Cavill, who is problematic in so many ways, but he's a really weird guy. So he posted to his Instagram. You guys might want to go look at it. Just a picture of him looking very serious, wearing, it's actually a video, wearing a t-shirt that says Krypton Lifting Team. And then there's I'm just going to play so you can hear the sound. So it's that, but it's him.
Wait, is that it?
That's it. That's all it is. It's just him looking serious, wearing a Krypton Lifting Team t-shirt, and then
is that
he
shirt
just,
I could buy?
Maybe. And then he just puts a Superman action figure into the frame of the camera, and then he puts it back down, and that's it. That's the whole fucking thing.
And then in the background, it's what's that song?
Yeah. Well, I think you should probably hear it. Yeah, but it was with dogs barking.
Yeah. Henry Cavill.
It's a weird fucking guy.
Henry Cavill probably enjoys the version of Jingle Bells done by dogs.
100%
he does. And he plays it in his house during Christmas.
And he laughs every time.
At a party, and everybody has to be like, oh, that's cute, but it just keeps playing.
Oh, yeah.
And he gets into it every time.
If there is anyone who's ever lived in the bubble, it is Henry Cavill.
But I love that. I love that our Superman is just a weird dude.
He's just a weird dork.
That the Superman for the new millennium is just a weird dork.
But you know what? Superman really, Clark Kent is a weird dork.
Yes, he is.
So you know what? Maybe it fits.
You think it's a gimmick or you think that's just really him?
I think it's really him. I think he's really that weird, which is fine. I'm not, I'm a weird asshole too. I'm fine with it. But I think he's very weird. I think he has one of those dorky senses of humor, kind of a dad sense of humor.
Yeah.
And
he loves puns.
Oh, he loves puns. And I think since he's so good looking, he is not aware
how he comes off
to other people.
I said this before. Henry Cavill thinks the jokes you find on popsicle sticks are the fucking best ones you've ever
heard. Yes, that's him. And because he's in the bubble, he does not realize that other people don't find them as funny as he does.
Well.
Because he lives in the bubble. Because, my God, is he gorgeous.
Yes.
But
which, by the way, we did see Mission Impossible. We did see Mission Impossible Fallout.
Yeah.
Quick review. Great movie.
Yeah, it was fun.
Action-packed.
Action-packed.
A lot of random.
Do you want to watch Tom Cruise run? Watch this movie.
He runs a lot better for a man his age than Sly Stallone does. I'll say that much. Not that he's as old as Sly Stallone. I think Stallone's got at least another 10, 15 years
on him.
Yeah,
he's got a little bit. But I do have to say that there are definitely times during that movie, because Tom Cruise does all of his own stunts.
Yeah.
Where you sit there and go, Tom Cruise is a lunatic.
Yes, he is.
I mean, we all knew that, but he's kind of a death wish or something. I don't know what's going on.
Hey, he's willing to put it out there for his craft, and I
yeah, I mean, good
I'm
for
cool.
him. But
I'm
holy
down.
Shit,
I'm cool with it.
Holy shit,
he's the man.
Yeah, I guess.
He's saying. I mean, look. Yeah, I mean, all the Scientology stuff aside, you know, I mean, that man works.
He does work.
He's a worker.
Yeah, he is. No, I'm not.
He is
true.
A worker.
And Henry Cavill's good in that movie too.
He has a heel turn.
I think everybody knew that was coming.
Yeah, it was coming. That mustache, I don't know if it was necessary, but...
It was necessary. It's the best mustache.
Yes.
I love that mustache. But, Henry Cavill should always have a mustache.
He should. Actually,
like
I think
Reynolds,
that video just
R.I.P.
Should, yeah, R.I.P. Burt Reynolds. I think that video should have had Henry Cavill's in a mustache. He should have... Why did he get rid of it?
I don't know. He never should
have. Well, probably he's an actor. You can't just be walking around like, all my roles have mustaches.
Tom Selleck has pulled that off for years.
Tom Selleck hasn't always had a mustache in every role he's had.
Yeah, but once he did have a mustache, everyone wanted the mustache.
Well, same thing with Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mustache. Because yeah. Sometimes you just have the manliest of stashes.
Yeah.
And once you, if you, Henry Cavill can achieve manly stash, like Tom
yeah.
Selleck, manly stash.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I have to keep this.
I admire that.
Holy fuck, look at it.
As a man who's once stashed.
That's right.
And just basically ends up looking like Freddie Mercury or if you want to get even more granular, Bennett from Commando, which I kind of like that reference because I appreciate Bennett from Commando.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's kind of how I pull that off.
Yeah.
But you know,
you ended up looking like a creepy 70s man.
Maybe
you should grow that. Maybe that should be your Halloween costume.
Creepy 70s man.
Or Freddie Mercury.
You know, that movie is coming out.
It is.
But I'm too fat to be Freddie Mercury.
You're not fat, number one, but you could be fat Freddie Mercury.
I'm gonna be fat Freddie Mercury.
Why not? I'm fat whatever. Pick something. I'm fat it.
Fat it.
I'm fat it. I'm fat Barbarella. I don't know. Fat genie. I have no clue. Whatever I'm dressed as, I'm fat it.
Stop. Well, the problem with the mustache is that I just get uncomfortable with it after a while. Like I haven't shaved in a few days, and I, for some reason I noticed since we moved out here, my hair grows really fast.
I don't know if it's just because it's so dry out here. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
You're fine.
So that's it for our show this week. Thanks for listening, folks. You can find us on Twitter at Angry Hero Sean.
I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, same for Instagram for me. And, of course, worstcollectionever at gmail.com. And also, please rate us on Apple Podcasts if you think we deserve... Well, just rate us. Rate us on Apple Podcasts, wherever you get the show.
We totally
five stars.
Deserve it.
Totally deserve it. And also, Facebook. Find us on Facebook and please interact with the show. We would love to hear from you. Thanks again for listening, folks, and we'll talk again soon.
Bye. We'll be right back.